say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look, and he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. As the title says, you know which direction I'm heading and who guides my life, and that's Jesus Christ, every single day, not just on Sundays. It's taken me a while to get there, a long while. A lot of mistakes, whole loads of them. A wheelbarrow full of mistakes in my life, bunches of them. Sometimes I still make them, but he guides me, gives me that conviction if I fall away and take away that pride. Isn't that opposite of what we're taught in the Marines to have pride? And it's everything's opposite. Pride goes before the fall. The reason the four-star generals, I mean this literally, the reason four-star generals, Marine Corps, Navy, Air Force, I don't care, admirals, it don't make any difference what. Joint Chief of Staff, these guys up there. The reason they can't let go, the lie that they're living up there, is the pride they have that's been put in all of our heads since we were born. You can't have pride and go to church at the same time. I've got pride in my church. Really? Doesn't God say that pride goes before the fall? I mean, that's kind of a scriptural, you won't find, well, actually it does say that. Pride will go. You got to get rid of pride. Lust and pride are the two killers of the soul. The lust, all kinds of directions. Oh, I know about that one. And pride will close your mind. Whew, that's hard to say. But it does. Satan uses that. That's why these generals don't have a clue. And I mean that literally. They understand operations and all that, obviously. But find the majority of them are into the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, or Freemasons, or they brief the Council of Foreign Relations. They are briefing the enemy. Now, in my broadcast, I've proven this over and over. But because of pride, their minds are closed to the reality. I mean, it doesn't take a 9-year-old. Even Lincoln said their Civil War was brought on by the Jesuits. The Roman Catholic Church. Lincoln said this. MacArthur confirms that Korea was set up to lose. He confirms it. What more do people need? Jesuits were formed by the Borgia. Which is Illuminati Italian family. Borgia are not Jews, by the way. All you got to do is a little research. You don't have to be a Harvard professor of history. They don't know what they're doing anyway. And I mean this sincerely. Because all of the history that we have now can be confirmed. It's corrupted. The history is worthless. Your kids in college, Harvard, Yale, Stanford, MIT, don't make any difference. Taking world history, U.S. history, are wasting their time. And this can be proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. Now, denial always slips in there. I've proven this also. And when I say I've proven it, by just presenting quotes from humanists and theologians themselves confirm it consistently. Only catch is you got to collect them and read them. It's called research. You see, when you start learning this truth, you realize you live in almost an alternate reality. When the history is corrupted, the science that's being taught is held back to a certain extent for a certain group of folks. Oh, yeah. The religion, I mean all of them. Every religion from Christianity to Hindu to New Age, whatever, it's all corrupted. Jesus Christ is not about religion. The King James Bible is not about religion. The King James Bible is your instruction book of how to get to heaven, put up by 40 authors, 66 books only, over a period of 1,500 years. And it's true to form. That's why they've put out there 320-some-odd other type Bibles that's keeping you away from it. And the lure, the worm on the hook, is that it's easier to read. Yeah, when you remove all the verses they've removed, when you've changed the words to be opposite of what the meaning was back then, back in the days when they translated and wrote it, yeah, it's easier to read. It's simplified for up-to-date, which means it's corrupted because up-to-date, not inspired by God. The last inspiration was Paul and John of Patmos. Paul's 12 books, maybe 13 if you count Hebrews. And John, Revelation was about the last. And then the scrolls and documents ended up in Antioch, Syria, to be translated. That's another story. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole today. But that's where it all ended up at, in Antioch, Syria. The old origin, the pagan, down in Alexandria, Egypt, got his little bitty hands on copies, started corrupting them down in Alexandria, Egypt, origin, about the 3rd century. And that became the second stream of translation. That's it. Northern stream, Antioch, the real copies of the originals. Southern stream, origin, Greek philosopher in Egypt. He was made the head of the ancient mystery religion, the schools of Alexandria. He at 18 years old, he corrupted the copies he had of the ones he obtained from Antioch. That became the southern stream of translation, and that's the only two Bibles ever been written in the history of man. Because all 300 corrupted versions, including NIV later on in the 20th century, in 19th century, all the new Bibles that we have today from 1900 on, every single one comes from Origen's corrupted version. But the King James comes from the Textus Receptus, used the Matthews as a format. It outdated the Geneva Bible, the Great Bible, outdated all of them with translators that were perfect in Greek, Hebrew, Aramaic, Latin, and English. God made sure his word was preserved. Now, I'm going to talk about the Balkans today. I'm going to get to the dedication. We're going to talk about the Balkans, deception. And it will be part two of Richard Ross's documentary that Americans have never heard. I've got several copies of it that I've acquired when I was in Kosovo. I've been waiting for years to put this on the air. I highly recommend you download my MP3 on my website. It's free. Just go download. I don't sell anything. I don't buy anything except the airtime. You know, that's it. I spend money on this. I don't have a donate button. I don't sell silver, gold, freeze-dried food, or none of that. I don't do any of that mess. God takes care of me, and that's all I care about. Because I'm going to get the truth out. And I can do this because of places I've been, things I've been involved in. I was in Kosovo for 5 years. Security manager in the Eastern region, working for OSCE, sister to the UN. I am a whistleblower, 2005. The book came out, not my book. I just told a friend of mine, Chris, that wrote the book, The Coming Balkan Caliphate. He called me up one day when I left, and of course my contract was supposed to go 7 years. It lasted five, and I guess me being a whistleblower might have had something to do with it. I brought back with me in my personal gear, they didn't know, you heard me right, 700 pounds of documents. I whittled it down to 500 pounds of documents I can use. I got them put away in a 2-4 drawer file cabinets by date. So stick it. Everything I've said is documented. I've had two journalists to visit me in my home in Chicago when I was there. And they went over my documents and confirmed it. Sherry, and you'll find articles with my name on it, talking about how Al-Qaeda ran free in Kosovo. We worked with the Albanian mafia. I know exactly what I'm talking about. Matter of fact, I had lieutenants and American lieutenants, and I had Russian intelligence, and I had the Italian Carabinieri and UN security officers lower level that would sneak me reports that they knew I'd bring up in the meetings because I just didn't care. I didn't care what the results were. I don't care whether it's if it's politically incorrect. I really don't care. If the truth gets out, I don't care what the result is. I'm tired of these lies that the UN tells, that the government tells, the Jesuits, a bunch of murderers. You see. Joint Chief of Staff are cowards. They join a secret society because they see how indwelled that this conspiracy really is. So they sell their soul to the devil and work for the Council of Foreign Relations, briefing them, that sets our policy. The Royal Institute of International Affairs sets the policy for the CFR. Oh, you've got a rift between the two of American Illuminati and the European Illuminati. It's like the good witch of the North. She's a witch. It's like the evil itch of the witch. The East or West. I keep getting them confused. And it don't matter. They're both witches. And they're both evil. It's all you got going on. Jesus is the only one. It's a supernatural war that we're in. That's the truth. That's the big picture. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. We'll go to part two of Richard Ross's documentary that tells the truth about Kosovo, tells the truth about Bosnia, Croatia, Herzegovina. He even talked about the concentration camp ran by the Roman Catholic Church called Jasenovac, Jasenovac, in 1940s. He talks about all of it. Richard Ross, American public, was never given this documentary. It was shut down. Well, I'm bringing it out. You have the audio of it, but not the video, which I have the video and several CDs scattered around places. You understand what I mean by that. And I highly recommend you download part one, part two. That way at least the audio's out. Of what really happened in Bosnia, Croatia, Herzegovina, the truth, the raw truth. So the only trouble I might have here is queuing it back up again because it's old and acts funny. So you have to bear with me on that to stream it back up again. And I work with that. Just bear with me. Whoops. Yep, here we go again. So when I play my... I'll dedicate the broadcast, and then we're going to, I'm going to cue it up. And this is when I play my, it's going to take me a while to cue it up here. Lord, we come before you today in prayer. We thank you, Lord, for this broadcast. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have to be able to bring out the truth. Lord, to guide us today, forgive us of our sins. Forgive me of my sins, Lord, and my thoughts that, Lord, you forgive me, that you'll give me that insight, discernment, and wisdom that I can pass on, Lord. And Father, for all those listening, Father, to listen to their prayers. Father, we all pray. And Father, to help us keep righteous, to convict us every day. That Father, that when we fall away, we think thoughts or we do things that sometimes we know we shouldn't, that conviction will put us back on track. Father, we pray for an awakening in this country. Father, we pray for those that have been deceived. From the day they went to school to now, Father, that we know that the deception is the rule and the truth is the exception. That, Father, you bring out that wisdom, discernment in people, Lord, that you'll have watchmen out there. You have the elect to speak out. Father, you pull them out of the government. You pull them out of the science. You pull them out of the military to start having them tell the truth, to have the courage to speak out. Father, we pray for today. We pray for this week, Lord, that you'll cover us with the blood of Jesus. That, Lord, that we'll be able to talk the truth, to tell the truth, and, Father, that insight, wisdom will come out, and that, Father, things will be done from people that have the power to do so. That there'll be prayer groups, there'll be a conversion of those that are on the fence of whether or not to accept Jesus as Savior, Lord, that divine appointments will be set up, that they will make that choice. Father, we do pray also, Father, for those veterans coming back, that, Father, you make silent those voices they have in their head. Father, it's caused by technology and by the psychotropic drugs they're being given that we know, Lord, that's being done by design. That, Lord, you silence those voices and destroy the technology that's causing these voices. And, Father, protect them with the blood of Jesus and call them to your name. Call them, Father, that with witness divine appointments will... Father, will lead them in the true path to Jesus Christ. Lord, we call upon you to bring out truth tellers about the King James Bible, to bring those that's going to exalt the Bible, that, Lord, is the Word of God and Jesus Christ is the Word, and that's the King James Bible. And, Lord, that comes to us. Lord, it's being attacked and the credibility of it. Lord, we need help. That, Lord, you'll strip down a protection of those that are pretending to be Christian. Father, you strip down the protection of the wicked. Strip down the protection of the fallen angels. That, Lord, you'll expose them for who and what they are. By the words they speak and by the way they look. Lord, we pray for those children that's being abducted. Used for sacrifices, especially now, Lord, in the end of Lugjasa. To close down that holiday. Close down that festival of Lugjasa. Lord, and send them away. And to close down their Wicca and all that, Lord, that we need your help. Lord, on a supernatural level, with those warring angels to come down and, Father, take away their protection. And those that are open, Lord, that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts. And that would be served as a guide to your Son, Jesus Christ. And they, too, may be set free from Satan's control. Father, that's why we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, now, bear with me here. I'm going to go right on into, DVD. It is quite old. It's like in the 1990s, but it is by Richard Ross. It's a documentary. And if you have to just be a little patient with me here till I can bring this thing up. It's a little tricky for me. And it seems like when I play one player, that shuts this one off. Okay, she's queuing up now. So here we go again. I want to keep in mind that if you go back to the days when Clinton was setting us up, Wesley Clark, the CFR, we trained Slobodan Milosevic. We trained him in New York to be a banker. But to be a banker was the cover story of him being a Freemason and being taught, led into what the Jesuits wanted him to do. He was against his own people. The Serbs and the Albanians are being used by the globalists. If you look up the movement called the Bali Komtar, it goes back to Hitler. Hitler was going to use Bali Komtar. K-O-M-B-T-A-R. And the purpose of Bali Komtar was a movement to use as a carrot for the Albanians that didn't have a homeland, per se. Say, we will get you a homeland. Does that sound familiar? For the blacks, it's freedom. We're going to give you Emancipation Proclamation. For the Albanians, it was Bali Komtar. For the Mexicans, it's Atlan. We want our land back in Arizona and Texas. For the whites, folks, in Europe, it was Protestantism. They rejected the Roman Catholic Church, 1200 to 1400 AD, 1500. Rejection of the Catholic Church. Family, the Roman Catholic Church murdered 50 to 68 million people between 1200 and 1800 AD. So between 1200, when murder started, 1200 AD in Europe, and we're talking Europe, white folk, Europeans, our ancestors or whatever, you see. And for 200 years, 1,200, 1,300, 1,400, almost 300 years of mass murder, I'd say I'd be willing to leave right quick, wouldn't you? But I need a reason to leave. That's where Martin Luther, a Jesuit, come into play to create a religion, a movement for those that rejected Roman Catholicism. And then an avatar, and I have this documented. Everything I'm telling you is documented. An avatar by the name of Columbus, 1490s, out of Spain, Illuminati. Oh, yeah, he was. Laid the groundwork for white folk to leave the massacres going on and the torture and to get the dickens out of Dodge, man. I'm out of here. Where are you going? I'm going up there, Mayflower. Then begin the exodus of Europe into the new world called North American continent. Who's waiting for them? Mexicans and Indians. They're already there. Began the first integration for diversity in the North American continent to be the bowl of the new humanity. Started way back in the 10th century. You understand what's going on here on a big scale? Everybody has a movement. They give you a movement of some kind. They give you a movement that will can consolidate everybody together and galvanize the population, whatever it is. So therefore, they study the group they've once created, and then they go in to destroy it or use it That's exactly how they do it. What are they doing July the 4th? I'm not going to go into detail there, but I've talked about it many times before. They did the same darn thing with liberty. We didn't have to go to the Revolutionary War. We didn't even win it. We lost the war. We're a corporation today. We're a colony of England. We were led to believe we won. We didn't. We pay the debt back. Even today, we pay the debt back. We remained a colony. Now, I have evidence for all what I'm telling you. So I'm just giving you the highlight. You see. And so, that's what happened. That's what happened. So everybody has a movement. They figure out the movements, the culture. The Jesuits do. The engineers, the Illuminati. Each generation planning a generation ahead. Now, all this is evidentiary. Go to my website if you'd like. It's all free. Everything's free. WatchmenForJesus.com. And I got a timeline that I used for my own, because this thing got so ridiculous, it got so complicated. I said, man, I got to do a timeline on this thing, because I jumped into this truth that I found. And I said, I got to make a timeline. I got to do a matrix. I got to figure this thing out, because what I was told in school was all wrong. Oh, yeah, you go through like seven different steps. Seven steps of realization. I mean, it's all quantified. It's like losing a loved one, like steps in mourning. You see, it's the same thing. When you learn that what you've learned is not the truth. And once people shed that, let go of that apron string, that umbilical cord, and you get out of the matrix, you start seeing the truth. I think that's important. I mean, other people may not. Maybe you like being where you are. I don't know. It's up to you. But me, uh-uh. I don't. I want to know what the truth is with no loyalty to anyone except for Jesus. That's it. None of this patriotic rah, 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 three-cornered hats and all this stuff. Family, I'm going to talk about that after this film, that we've been fooled. Jesus is the only way. It is a supernatural war that we're in. Now, I'm going to go ahead and play this video. It's going to overlap probably the other one. And this is Richard Ross, a journalist that did a documentary. I've got it queued up here. And I'm calling it The Balkan Deception. And all I'm doing is playing it, but I acquired it while I was over in Kosovo. And you won't find this thing anywhere else that I know of. You're not going to find it on YouTube. Not one place. It won't be there. You won't find it anywhere else. And I don't sell it, none of that stuff. I'm not sensational, none of that either. I just feel my heart. The Lord told me, so now's the time to play it. And that's what I'm doing. And that's it. It's audio. I've got the video. I've got the film for it. I see it right here in front of me. I'm not real good at this electronic stuff, you know. But I learned how to use my network here. And what I'm doing right now is queuing it up. So I'm just going to play it right here. We start. Okay, I think this is about it. We're just about there. So I'm going to cue it up.
To join us. They knew the truth. It was a handful of Serb civilian militia who were surrounded and trying to hold out. We would have to get into Gorazde under fire in order to reach the...
Okay, we're going halfway into it. I'm going to play it out to the end. And you'll find it overlap in part one. But that's okay as long as the whole thing is told twice. So here we go.
The British reporters chose not to go into Gorazde. They drove back to Belgrade, and they felt their reports about a battle situation upon which they never laid their eyes.
This is the town of Garajde. 2 days after the signing of the ceasefire in London, the brigade from the Dubrovnik, 163rd, relaunched their offensive against this town. Garajde is being defended only by civilian militia. There are no Serb regular army here. These are civilians, these are doctors, these are farmers, these are boys that work in the field. But they've taken up arms against the regular army of Croatia. No one knows right now how long they can hold out. They're strictly in a defensive action. There is only one road out of town right now. Everything else is held. All the bridges are held by the Muslim and the Croats. If that road is cut, these men are surrounded and they are cut off. The decision will probably soon be made by the commander as what to do next. I say commander. The commander is a civilian engineer. He is not a regular army. These men are not regular army. These men are defending their own homes.
Mr. Ross got up close and personal when he made this documentary.
Garajde is still under siege. The UN forces made it into the Muslim and the Croatian side, and apparently the Muslims and the Croatians were resupplied with food and water and things of this nature. The Muslims and the Croats army of the Dubrovnik 163rd have moved into the hills and burning to the ground Serb houses. The only ceasefire that these civilian militia know is the ceasefire when the Muslims and the Croats stop and reload.
In order to create a fundamental Islamic state in Bosnia, the Muslim authorities are not adverse to slaughtering their own people, as long as it can be blamed on the Serb. Hitler would be proud. After all, it was Hitler who had the German Reichstag burned and then blamed it on the Jews. On May 27, 1992, the Muslims placed direct action mines on the Mishkin Street and Marshal Tito streets in Sarajevo. The famous breadline bombing. This would be used to accuse the Serb before the United Nations and the Court of World Public Opinion, accuse the Serb of being butchers. Muslim-controlled television in Sarajevo was ready when the blast took place. The pictures went around the world, and the world saw that the Serb was to blame. ABC News still uses this footage in their special reports when innocent blood is to be shown and responsibility is to be placed on the Serb. This was the proof that the United Nations needed of Serb brutality, and they introduced sanctions against Serbia that very night. Military explosive experts were able to prove that this was not a Serb mortar attack, as had been reported, but timed or remote-controlled mines set by Muslims. When the Serb authority requested prompt investigation to prove their innocence, the Muslim officials said that no investigation is necessary. Everyone knows the Serb did it. Once again, the big lie.
May 27, 1992, Sarajevo. Directional mine attack by Muslims. It is a fact that the CIA, Iranian intelligence, Turkish intelligence, Saudi Arabia, all worked together to bring the Muslims from Afghanistan into Bosnia and Croatia to continue the jihad. That's a fact. I got documented in various reports, and we were on the side of the Muslims. So what's this about Obama's a Muslim? It goes back to using the Muslims all the way back to Hitler when Hitler came over in 1945-46 with 10,000 Nazis we brought over in Operation Paperclip. We didn't win the Second World War. We brought the Nazis over here, 10,000 propagandists, psychologists, engineers, doctors, rocket engineers. Von Braun, they're all Nazis. We brought them over, made an agreement with them. We also, through the Jimmy Carter and Clinton administration, had a little agreement going on with the Chinese from 70s to 1990s to allow the Chinese to build military bases in Mexico, to allow the Chinese to build military bases in Mexico. So they come in the United States and position themselves in foreign trade zones. Nobody told you about that, did they? Where's Ron Paul? He's quiet because he's a part of this agenda. Jared Boykin, Rick Joyner, all of them, they're part of this. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, lie. All of them. Secret society members, just like JFK said. You see? There's a bigger picture than people realize. Now, I'm going to continue playing it, but I don't know who's new here and who's not. But if you want to get caught up, you can listen to part one yesterday. Now, I'm going to continue. Oh, by the way, I have the actual footage of this bombing in Sarajevo. I've got the footage of it, you understand? It's graphic, it's ugly, but it's there. This is a raw film that shows the whole thing. Right now they're showing the camera footage of the massacre. You see blood everywhere, people. And this is not made up like it was in Sandy Hook. It wasn't made up like it was up in the marathon up there. It's all made up. This was real. Bear with music, because it's right now
time
just showing.
Here we go. Time, television networks don't know or don't care about accuracy. This is the beginning of a CNN report about Serb atrocities against the Muslim.
The minister says 100,000 Bosnians have died because they were unable to defend themselves against better-armed Serbian forces. He came to Washington seeking help from the United States, but he's not likely to get it. Wolf Blitzer has more on that.
Armed with new accusations of Serbian atrocities, the foreign minister of Bosnia-Herzegovina has come to Washington with an 11th-hour moral plea for weapons.
The symbol in the upper right-hand corner, this is the symbol for Bosnian Serb television. This is called S Channel. It is based in the town of Pale, in Bosnia, just across the mountain from Sarajevo. This footage is of a Serb militiaman being taken by other militia to be buried. Not, as Wolf Blitzer reports, evidence of new Serb atrocities. As late as Sunday, April 4th, 1993, Associated Press writer David Gary reports about the difficult situation in Sarajevo. In the foreword of the article running in the Miami Herald, it states, quote, "On April 6, 1992, Serb snipers fired on a peace rally in Sarajevo. Thus began the war that has killed 100,000 people, created at least 1 million refugees, and added the chilling term ethnic cleansing to the language of inhumanity," unquote. Two short sentences with three grossly inaccurate points, all directed to place blame on the Serb. The last inaccuracy is to regard the Serb as inhuman. I am personal witness to the fact that this is not true. The second inaccuracy is that the sniper attack at the peace rally started the war in Bosnia. The war started when a Serb religious official was executed by Muslim sniper fire at an Orthodox wedding. And the first inaccuracy upon which the other two are based is that it was a Serb sniper who opened fire on the peace rally. The inaccuracies are either stated out of ignorance or blatant propaganda against the Serb. Look closely at this man. His name is Juka, a Muslim, certifiably insane, a criminal kingpin in Sarajevo accused of murder and rape, and for many months, the leader of the Muslim fighters inside Sarajevo. In this tape, secured secretly, Juka is in Germany to get more weapons from the Germans. Now look closely at who is opening fire on the peace rally. Caught by Muslim television's own cameras, broadcast in the West with blaring headlines, once again, blaming the Serb. I was the only Western witness to the results of a Muslim massacre near the village of Melici. All the major news organizations were notified of the slaughter of the Serb. Their response can be boiled down to a quote from the head of a foreign desk at a British network, quote, "We don't give a damn about the Serb."
At this point, it's showing a lot of bodies and so forth. It's raw film, let me tell you what. I'll add something here. The attack against the Serbs, using the Albanians that had no idea they were being used, the Muslims, which we funded, family, the Vatican funded the Muslims going back to the Crusades. Islam was created by the Vatican in the 6th century. All this is documented. You got to understand who's behind it. But going back to this background, Hitler, Roman Catholic, followed Helena Blavatsky, her teachings, had targeted the Serbs because they were Orthodox Christians. In concentration camp, Jasanovic, which is talked about in this film. In fact, in that one concentration camp in Croatia, Americans, especially after terrorist attack in our country, you all deserve an explanation for media omissions and lies regarding the war in Yugoslavia. Because, family, they have balkanized America thanks to Nixon. Executive Order 11647. Go look it up. Executive Order 11731 and Executive Order 11495 when Nixon was planning the third military coup attempt. You heard me right. With General Cushman, it's all about secret societies. They lose their patriotism, they lose their humanity when they get to that level. And they turn to the secret society agenda. Oh, I got articles about this, 1972, 74. But they balkanized America like they balkanized Yugoslavia. They're following the same darn blueprint. Making different states in California, separating the states of the United States, dividing the United States up into different FEMA regions. Y'all sleeping out there. They're using the same pattern of Yugoslavia. They're going to use it in America, using Russians, Chinese, and European troops already here, thanks to your secret society government. That's nothing but puppets for the Vatican. And you Europeans, you're in a whole lot of trouble. Scandinavians, you're in a lot of trouble. It's a worldwide conspiracy. But the war in Yugoslavia, for our government's support of Croat and Muslim forces, we just took up the... Look up Operation Fiend. Frank Wisner Sr., CIA, led that operation to take out Hoxha in Albania in 1948. It failed. 200 CIA operatives were killed. Frank Wisner Sr., later in 1960, committed suicide. His son, Frank Wisner Jr., led a delegation of sort for the independence of Kosovo. They just continued it. You ever heard of Enron? Frank Wiser Jr. Yep, they keep it all in the family. You know, the Arab Mujahideen remained in Bosnia, and that was in violation of the Dayton Agreement. They had a Mujahideen training camp in Muslim Karet Federation. That was why the international community continued to punish the Serb Republic, that's more tolerant but much more poor at that time. Furthermore, Catholic people, your faith has been betrayed by Pius VII. And you know that those who cooperated with Hitler and Pavelic, those who concealed the truth, Cornwell, even nominated Bishop Stefanich, Stepinac, for sainthood. That's why they wanted to keep back the truth about Jasanovic. And I'll tell you one more thing about Jasanovic. You're not going to like this. Some of you may not believe it, but it's documented. They even have names. That the greatest genocide during World War II, in proportion to the nation's population, took place not in Nazi Germany, but the Nazi-created puppet state of Croatia. There in years between 1941 and 1945, some 750,000 Serbs, 60,000 Jews, and 26,000 gypsies, men, women, and children, were massacred in a gigantic Holocaust during those 4 years. And those figures used by most foreign authors, especially the Germans, they were in a position to know. Hermann Neumbacher, one of the most Hitler's most important troubleshooters in the Balkans, reported that although some of the perpetrators of the crime estimated the number of Serbs killed at 1 million, the more accurate figure is 750,000. By the Ustasha of Croatia. And Ustasha is the Roman Catholic mercenaries, not Nazis. You see. Y'all better wake up now. John Cornwell and Hitler's Pope provides a background of Vatican's complicity for this campaign of terror. It says, and I quote, "Extermination conducted by the Ustasha of Croatia against 2 million Orthodox Christians, a smaller number of Jews and Gypsies, and communists between 1941 and 1945. An act of ethnic cleansing before that hideous term came into vogue. It was an attempt to create a pure Catholic Croatia by enforced conversions, deportations, and mass extermination." Does it sound like the year 1200 to 1800 AD by chance? Or St. Bartholomew Massacre? Well, after all, there's nothing new under the sun. "So dreadful were the acts of torture and murder that even hardened German troops registered their horror. Even by comparison with recent bloodshed in Yugoslavia, at the time of this writing, Pavlik's onslaught against the Orthodox Serbs remains one of the most appalling civilian massacres known to history." Unquote. There, we got it out. Continuing. Showing crowds together and services. They'll start dialogue here shortly. Bear with me here. Show served churches and services for the dead. Back to war.
In the pre-dawn hours of October 4th, reconnaissance units of the Serb militia Igman Brigade in Hajici moved cautiously through the forest. For 2 days, intelligence reports have been coming in to the command headquarters that the Muslim forces have been massing for a major attack. The reconnaissance squads are not meant to engage the Muslims, but rather to try and determine the extent of their perimeter and to report back to command. By mid-morning, the concern was justified.
Hajici is under heavy attack. 10,000 Muslim forces have come up from the south. They're trying to open a corridor on their way into Sarajevo. The Serb commander here in Hajici is determined to hold. He has no choice.
The Serb forces are moving their big guns and tanks into defensive position. The Muslim army has a commanding view of Hajici and is able to fire at will. The town is deserted. Its residents have fled or taken refuge as best they can. The Muslim forces are raining down mortar and heavy artillery. The Serb command must hold, for this road leads to Ilija and into the heart of Sarajevo. To reach Sarajevo, the Muslim forces must first take Hajici. The Serb army will have something to say about that. The Serb is fighting for home and family, not for conquest. There is so much of this war that is not being discussed in the media. No one in the media is talking about the hundreds of Serbs that are being held hostage inside Muslim-controlled areas of Sarajevo. Nobody is talking about the many, many Serbs, hundreds perhaps, that are being held hostage in concentration camps throughout Bosnia-Herzegovina. The media is not talking about the scores of Serbs who, as far as I know, even to this day, are still being held up the valley from Hajici, from where the night before the war started, Muslim fighters, knowing that the war would soon break out, came into that village and rounded up every Serb woman, man, and child they could lay their hands on. They took them up the valley, and they put these prisoners inside grain silos, where they have suffered for months. When one of the prisoners, half-starved to death, was able to escape and make their way back through the forest to the Serb command post in Hajici, the message to the Serb commanders from their families and children, quote, please turn your big guns and fire up the valley and kill us, for we cannot suffer like this anymore. To my knowledge, the families are still there. The Muslims will not allow UN inspection. They will not allow Red Cross inspection. The media is not talking about the mass graves that the Serb soldiers are finding as they move into areas, mass graves full of Serb civilians. The media is not talking about the massacres of Serbs at Gospić, at Bjelovar, at Karlovac.
Showing troop movements within cities, within towns, little towns, right now. It's going to go on for a little while. They're scared of snipers and they're avoiding the snipers. This is raw footage. Like I said, it was never shown in the United States.
During World War I, the Serbs held here against the Turks. During World War II, they held here against the Nazis and the Croats, who were their allies. Today they're holding here once again. This is sanctuary. They don't intend to leave.
Serbs positioning themselves. Like I said, this is a video. But at least the words will be put out about what Richard Ross talks about. I will attempt to figure out how to put this DVD on my website if I can figure out how to do it. see if I can upload it. Still troops positioning themselves. Serb troops. The Red Berets.
Brigade. Here we go. Has the job here in the Osron Mountains to protect the Serb villages and homes here. The Muslim and the Croat army have been moving in the outskirts and burning down every town they can find and every town they can get their hands on. These gentlemen have a tough job, but they're here for the long haul. They plan to stay. Reporting from the Osron Mountains, this is Richard Ross.
Massacre and killing of Serbs started near Bosanski Brod, and I was first witness of this killing. I was completely shocked. That was first time that I saw in my life killed people down on the earth. And all Serbs' houses already were burned. Immediately I went in Bosanski Brod to talk with Croats, functionaire, leaders of Croats people, what's happened in this village. They explained me that was fighting between Serbs. Can you imagine that? Now I'm putting question, who start with war?
Once again a town is emptied of civilians. This is the high mountain village of Kievo, that leads into the deep canyons, that lead into the heart of Sarajevo. The Muslim army made their mark here, but now for the moment they have been driven out. The Serbs now hold the high ground. Earlier, the local commander had lost 15 members of his family when the Muslim forces searched them out, identified, and executed them along with others.
The Serb militia, the Serb army who was born here in Kievo, they are not the aggressor. They are being attacked by the Muslim soldiers. When I speak to the soldiers here, they say, how can we be the aggressors? We were born here. We were raised here. The road from Kievo to Sarajevo is the point from which the Muslim soldiers are attacking. And they are trying to drive a wedge into Sarajevo. This is jihad. These soldiers from the Muslim are trying to drive forward. But it is the Serb army that is defending. At this point, the Serb has been able to hold.
The fires still burn as the Muslim tried to destroy Serb homes before being driven back. Today, the Serb soldiers are proud and relieved. Not a day of rest, but a day to prepare for the next Muslim...
A celebratory fire is all that is, man.
Tonight, tomorrow, or the next day, but sure to come.
Probably somebody will put the question, what is the reason that we were silent so long? We thought that our tragedy is our tragedy and is impossible for us and is very difficult for us. And even now, for me, it's difficult to talk about our tragedy to other people and to make publicity of that. That is attitude of Serbs people. Our approach is completely different. Our tragedy is our tragedy. And nobody of us thought that we need to make some kind of publicity of that. In the meantime, our enemy, they took our victims as their victims. And to show that to people, to world. That is our fault. But still, I think that is very, very difficult for Serbs to talk about it.
And thus ends the documentary. It's dedicated to 10 Serb colleagues who were held captive, wounded, or killed in action. Richard Ross. Field producer and director is Richard Ross. And I've had this for like, since I left Kosovo. Someone gave me a copy of this and said, America needs to see this. So, anyway, that's the truth of what happened. This conspiracy is so well thought out, so deep, Americans don't have a clue. When I say American government, I'm not anti-American. The American government works for the Vatican. I'm anti-Satan. Satan controls the Vatican. Satan controls the secret societies, the kings and queens of this world, every single one of them, all of them. Your Clintons and Buchanans and all these are Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, wear the robes of Bohemian Grove, and lead Luciferian lives under the guise of Christian or atheist or whatever they call themselves. And they lie. Always have. Republican, Democrat, they all work together. The people way down below is like the peeling of an onion. Each layer to the center knows more than the outer layer knows. Tea Party, by the Council of National Policy. Council of National Policy, Tea Party, Patriotic Movement, all this. Council of National Policy, they work for the CFR. Actually, Council of National Policy is almost as powerful. Right-wing groups, James Dobson, LaHaye, North, Palin, right-wingers, Council of National Policy, Missler. Look up the Council of National Policy. You'll find a lot of CIA operatives there. Those that claim to be on your side but not. Work for the Illuminati. The Council of National Policy is linked up inextricably with the Council of Foreign Relations. You know, so this thing just goes and goes, man. It's an amazing web of deceit. But they lose. There's no way possible they can win. Impossible. Totally impossible. Because it's supernatural. God's the winner. Because he's the creator. It's going to get down to that. Now, if you don't believe in the supernatural, you don't believe in Satan, or you don't believe, I don't whatever belief, they do. Whether you believe in them or not, the ones that control this right now, they do believe it. Globalism has always been the aim. As I read to you the other day, their own quotes, man. You can't beat that. The own quotes tell you right up close and personal, yet nobody wants to look. Nobody wants to hear about it. Not hearing about it don't make it go away. You see? Carol Quigley, inspiration to Billy Bob Clinton, said, and I quote, "The secret network of conspirators has another far-reaching aim, nothing less than to create a world system of financial control in private hands able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole," unquote. Richard Gardner said, and I quote, "An end run around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece, will accomplish much more than the old-fashioned frontal assault." This is what they're doing. They will not win. But they will be used. God will allow them to sift the wheat from the tares. And brought Chris home, set it all up. Past the year 1945-48, Brock Chisholm was director of the United Nations World Health Organization. He said between 1948 and 1953 was when the takedown of America began. Actively. Brock Chisholm said, and I quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas," unquote. And one of the tenets or platforms of the humanist movement, which is what controls it today, one of their tenets, one of their platforms of many, one particular, though, is that, quote, "They believe that the traditional family must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace. Because the traditional family brings with it stability. They don't want stability. They want to control your kids. They want to take your children, this generation." I've been screaming and yelling and carrying on for the past 5 years about what the international rights of the child is all about. How they're slowly choking control to take your kids away using Child Protective Service, for example. Nancy Schaefer, Senator Nancy Schaefer, who died by her husband's hand. He killed himself, but they can't decide whether he shot himself in the head or the chest. She was after to stop the North American Union. She was after to stop the corruptness of CPS. And they assassinated both her and her husband. About 2 years, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 2000, about 3 years ago. July the 23rd, 2014, 7 days ago, article came out. A Christian group, homeschooling organization, is warning about a treaty approved by the United Foreign Committee, United Nations Foreign Relations Committee, that the rights of American parents to make decisions about their child's care, disabled, of their disabled children, will be taken away. The committee voted at the UN Convention on the Rights of this Child with Disabilities. The vote was mostly with the exception of Republicans McCain and Barrasso, who approved the proposal. The treaty aims to provide protection for disabled persons worldwide. Worldwide. Some states it means to carry out the United Nations interests are flawed and oppressive. Michael Ferris, founder chairman of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, opened in a press release this past week that the treaty can be used by government officials to override the will of the parents by citing the agreement's clause referencing, quote, the best interest of the child. See, Child Protective Service kidnaps your children, farms out the ones that they think they can get rid of to the CIA, that provides them for MKO projects, sacrifice, killing them, in other words. Congressmen, CEOs, Bohemian Grove. I'm just getting right down to it. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I research, and I report what I find. Well, this is another way they're going to do it legally. But don't y'all forget that golf is going on. Don't forget Dancing with the Stars, and maybe you can get some games of solitaire or, I don't know, watch a whole lot of TV. But in the meantime, don't complain when they come to get your child. Because then you'll go to jail because they'll have the international rights of the child that will justify them arresting you for taking your child out of school when they start the mass vaccinations. You cannot go on that property. They will arrest you. That's what Sandy Hook was all about, to justify putting police there, and you'd want it. That was a false flag of Sandy Hook. It worked. Now they can put security there under the guise of, oh, we're going to protect your kids. No, they're not. They're there to protect the school from the parents. when the parents realized, hey, you've been hooked. Quote, we all want to show our support for people with disabilities, he added, stated. Quote, this treaty, however, is not the way to do it. This treaty will give the United Nations and government agents, not parents, who know their children better than any government agency could, the authority to decide all educational and treatment issues for disabled children, all the rights that parents have under traditional American law, the Americans with Disabilities Act, Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, will be undermined by this treaty, unquote. Family, the disabilities is just the facade. They'll expand it for abuse of anything they want to name. This is just the start of it. Some support the treaty because of several congressional reservations, understandings, and declarations. They have been added as amendments, but Ferris says that the RUDs aren't enough. Quote, they cannot change two central problems with this treaty. He stated, first, it will still violate the premise that America should make the law for Americans. Quote, we may modify the technical aspects of the treaty with RUDs. That's reservations, congressional reservation, understandings, and declarations. We may modify the technical aspects of truth RUDs, but we're still agreeing to be bound by the standards of the UN. When they declare martial law, the UN will be law. Your constitution, you got to be kidding me. How come some of these people out here are supposed to be educated, still think we have a constitution? We hadn't had one since 1938. Of course, being that judges and lawyers are Freemasons, a lot of them, and under a blood oath to lie, you wouldn't find that out now, would you? Same thing with congressmen. That's correct. Secondly, the promises made by proponents of the U.S. ratification, will help disabled Americans when they travel internationally is still an empty lie. The idea that U.S. ratification will change the legal duty of any country to comply with this treaty is legally preposterous, Ferry continued. U.S. ratification only changes American law. No one has proven why American law needs to be changed to match UN standards, unquote. Hillary Clinton, again, tried to get the International Rights of the Child passed in 1989. International Rights of the Child should be named International UN Taking the Rights of Your Child. They just have it misnamed. That's what it's for. I've identified about 8 articles of the International Rights of the Child that proves that they'll try to take your children away. I've put it out on my broadcast many times for the past several years. Just as far as I can go. You know, I'm just hoping that people are hearing it and do something about it. And he also says, do we dare to submit our God-given liberty to homeschool to a conclusion of the U.S. government and the United Nations and be pacified by a second-rate source of legal protection, he asked. Quote, there's only one action that can assuredly stop the threat posed by the U.N. Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. The treaty must be defeated. In Oregon, they're working out legislation, but they're not connecting. Is in Oregon, they're working out legislation to allow your child to commit euthanasia, to kill themselves legally, as a method of handling their disability. Now, what people aren't telling you and what this article don't tell you is that's what they're cooking up. Is once they pass this UN treaty on persons with disabilities, can override the will of the parents, then they're going to go the child and say, now, don't you tired of living like this? Don't you want to die? Here, take another pill. And those demons, and I mean that literally, that push this supernaturally, will take another soul. And that'll be your child. Now, they won't stop. They won't stop with disabilities. They have a pink Ouija board going out nowadays for children. I have talked about this in my Bible study. Now, y'all can roll your eyes, move your eyebrows, like Groucho Marx if you want to. But I'm telling you here and now, it's a real device used for portals for the supernatural. It works. You don't believe me? You better look up suicides attributed to the Ouija board. You better look up possession that takes place in your home. Now, you can gaff it off and roll your eyebrows like Groucho Marx if you want to. But don't do it when your child goes a little haywire after using that Ouija board. ADHD is a fraud. They give your kids psychotropic drugs. And where do you think the shooters come from of the schools and mass shootings? All of them are on Prozac or other kinds of psychotropic drugs. Opens up portals on the body, allowing possession and control by microchips. On my website, either do it or don't, suit yourself. But watchmenforjesus.com. I've got a timeline, okay? But I've got two studies, part one, part two, of how the suicides of our troops are being orchestrated. You heard me right. I said orchestrated. To reduce the effectiveness of our military and those returning. Family, this conspiracy is bigger than anybody can imagine. Evidence is out there. Denial doesn't make it go away. But people are taking action. So this Ferris needs to know about that operation or that legislation going on in Oregon. Because I know there's five other states ready to jump on it when they pass the Child Euthanasia Act, or whatever they call it. Rights to your right to die with dignity or something, Dignity Act. That's what they're calling it. If you look up the International Rights of the Child, particularly, let's see here, 1 second. I can give you a list of the articles that they sneakily put in there to take control of your kids. Now, I've talked about this in some of my other broadcasts I have archived. On Jesus in the Morning show, I was there as a guest. I talked about it then. UN Convention on the Rights of the Child is article following 3, number 4, article 7, article 13, article 14. That's 3, 4, 7, 13, and 14. Article 15, article 16, 18, article 28, and article 29. Are there to take your children. And a globalist publication called This World, it praised the UN Convention on the winter of 1984. And the title of the article was What's Wrong with Children's Rights? An excerpt of that article says, and I quote, "The traditional family structure imposes upon children attitudes of restraint, deference, obedience, and shame. It breaks their will, represses their sexuality, turning them into artificial, authoritarian, sex-negating, compulsive, competitive, and manipulative human beings," unquote, Jan Blitz. You see the evil we're dealing with? is up close and very personal. That's what the Humanist Manifesto is all about. And that's what controls our country. Humanist Manifesto, natural law. Humanist natural law goes back to May the 1st, 1776, Adam Weishaupt. The planet was put into a force on May the 1st, 1776 in this country. Humanist Manifesto. Linked up to humanism. That's Satan's way of exalting man just long enough that we'll pull from God, and then when he crashes it, he'll be the one that he'll demand worship. How about a quote? Oh, I tell you quotes. I got quotes out the yin yang from the very people themselves. And it goes something like this. The quote is by David Spangler. He tells you, quote, "No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation." David Spangler, Director of Planetary Initiative, United Nations. Now you know why those singers, dancers, songwriters, actors, actresses have to take a pledge to Lucifer before they can get a contract to sing, act, or whatever. They must be a Freemason, like Clint Eastwood was, John Wayne, Audie Murphy, Roy Rogers was a Freemason. Dale Evans was an Eastern Star. Every major Hollywood actor from the day Hollywood ever started, they must sign over their name to Lucifer. Confirm John Todd, former member of the Illuminati, Committee of the 300, Council of 33. He went rogue on them, became born-again Christian, and was going around. John Todd, look him up. His lectures are still out there. Between 1970s and 1980s, he was murdered by his own family, like JFK was, and the CIA. Well, the CIA didn't get a hold of John Todd. The Illuminati did. But when he was briefing, he was going around the country lecturing at churches. He confirmed that before, for example, Star Wars, back to trilogy, back to the first Star Wars, "Let the Force be with you," whatever, that before anyone got a part in that movie, they had to become a witch or a warlock, or they would not get a part in that movie on the set. The singers, like Katy Perry, Mick Jagger, all of them, they confessed to giving their life to Lucifer. I'm not making any of this up. This is from their own mouth. And right now, they're open. Man, they're telling you. They had all kinds of 666 in the background, letting you know that hand sign that I love you, that the two fingers up outside and the two middle fingers down and the thumb over. That means I love you, Satan. Helen Keller was, in fact, a Satanist. All this I'm telling you is true. Well, right here, here's Jack Black in the VMA MTV MVBA Awards. That was awkward. In front of all these actors and actresses, here's what he does.
All right, Jack. That's good. Backstage, you told me to comment on your muscles if I felt the urge.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for commenting.
I didn't.
I've been working out a lot.
Previous winners of Best Rock Video are some of the most exciting acts of all time. Green Day, Linkin Park, and of course... Aerosmith.
Yeah. Now, listen. Since we're giving a rock award tonight,
Who wants to pray to the devil with me? Who's in with me? Come on, hey. Let me see those horns. Let me see those horns. Metal, 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 metal. All right. Now take the hand of the person next to you. Come on, Layton. Dear Dark Lord Satan, hope everything's good with you. I'm doing fine myself. Just want to say hi and ask you to grant tonight's nominees continued success in the music industry. How's that?
Metal. Very metal.
Thank you.
The nominees for Best Rock Video are...
They're wide open with it. It's not a game. You see, it's not a game at all. It is real. And that's how they end to advance politics, the arts, other ways, politics, arts, this way, TV, or to advance up, someone in their family has to die. They have to give up someone in their family. A sacrifice within their family must die for them to move up, to show their allegiance. This is what's going on in the background. Bohemian Grove, you had Reagan and Nixon attending it. And we're talking the same thing. This is no game. No one has actually been in Bohemian Grove. The admissive people there will say was let in to expose it. Because they wanted you to know about it to give certain people credibility. But the real evil lies in what's called the Wesak Festival. They don't talk to you about that one. I've exposed that one several times. Bohemian Grove, they want you to see the political leaders there to show you how worthless the governments are. This is their play. So you'll accept the New World Order as peace. See, that's the real tricky part. So-called truth tellers are not truth tellers at all. Exposing is simply teaching. It's about rebuking. And exposing it for what it really is. Your actors and actresses on some of their shows, halftime shows, whatever, the TV, some of their MTV videos are really satanic rituals if you look it up. Like the Grammys and their music videos are rituals. This includes politicians, all of them. You may be some that's not, but they're quiet because they know they're in a lot of trouble if they were to stand out because a lot of them died. You see, as a matter of fact, just an example here. Here, 1 second. I'm going to start with some detail, and we'll cover some lines to show you how they're acting in today's world. Here we go. An interview.
Katy Perry, the big-breasted bimbo, best known for her song.
Never mind. That's Mark Dice. I don't play him on my show. Sorry about that. Certain controlled opposition, I don't play. Here we go. Let's do this one.
You're doing really well now, but didn't you release a CD like almost 10 years ago?
I released a gospel record when I was 15 because I grew up in a household where all I ever did was listen to gospel music, and my parents are both traveling ministers, and so I kind of sang about what was going on in my life at 15, and that's how I got introduced to the music industry. I swear I wanted to be like the Amy Grant of music.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out, and so I sold my soul to the devil.
They're not kidding. That's how it works. Oh, there's dozens of it. Family is up to your politicians, scientists, sports stars, some of them. You see, that's how it really works. It's a supernatural war that we're in. So here we go. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. 2 Timothy 2:24 to 26. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach and be patient. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to acknowledgement of the truth, and they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. What does that mean? And let me tell you what it means. Your Terry Jones and others that get out there in some kind of rah-rah-rah speech of patriotism and all that, and they say, Muslims this and Muslims that, and they take a Quran and they throw it down the floor. That's what we're talking about here. They know, they're trained to come up with these patriotic speeches. Throw the Quran down or whatever it is, because they know the Muslims will resist it. Thereby, no one's going to be converted. No one will show love. Accept it? No. But preach the truth? Yeah. But here's what I'm talking about. This is orchestrated to cause a division by design. Terry Jones, for example, the backwoods Florida preacher, he is trained in Germany under P2. Intelligence. He knows exactly what he's doing. They want division to justify martial law. Order out of chaos. They want chaos to bring order. So this patriotic speech and so forth and throwing the Quran down is designed to cause the chaos. It got nothing to do with patriotism. It's all a bunch of silly nonsense. False patriotism. It's about the New World Order. It's about the secret societies manipulating the public once again on both sides, causing us to fight each other again. Which brings me to the next point. Matthew 7:21-23. It says, not every one saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And of thy name have cast out devils? In thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Family, those today that are prophesying with false prophecy, casting out devils like exorcists, and then at the same time have a false doctrine or Bible that they're following, have done many things and wonderful works. You're not on the rolls of the Book of Life. It's false. Becoming born again, you'll know a change has come over you. So don't be fooled by everyone that says, Lord, Lord. They use the name Yeshua, Yahweh. Family, Yeshua is the name of the false prophet that's coming in the Bible. His ascended master name is Sananda Emmanuel. A big deception is coming. And they're trying to pair it off in the sacred name movement, Hebrew roots movement, Christian identity, Arnold Murray, Shepherd's Chapel, all these kind of folks. And the Ashkenazi Jews in Israel, the fake ones there, are calling him Yeshua, Yahweh. That's not the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ's name is Jesus Christ, not Yeshua. They're trying to get everybody to say Yeshua across the board in every language. You see what they're doing? Because the one called Sananda Emmanuel, the real false prophet, not the Pope, the real false prophet is a fallen angel named Sananda. His angelic name is Raziel. He will be the false prophet. He looks exactly like Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We think looks like in the picture by another Satanist named Leonardo da Vinci. In the Last Supper, that's where that comes from. Knights Templar. Jesus married Mary and so forth. That's what the Queen Elizabeth crowd and Merovingians believe. That they're the bloodline of Jesus Christ and Mary. That Jesus never died on the cross. And they're in the bloodline. Yeah, they're in the bloodline of a fallen angel is what they are. The one named Yeshua. A lot of deception is going on, and it's going to show shortly when they have disclosure. Don't y'all be fooled. So when these that say in Matthew 7:21-23 have all these gifts, prophecy, casting out devils, done many wonderful works, they do not receive that power from God is given to them by Satan. We brought the Nazis over in 1941-44 to continue the work. The communists stayed in Europe. Communist Nazis came to the United States. They set up the UN, set up the CIA. Yeah, you got the point. Hermann Göring. I imagine you'll find a connection between Hermann Göring and maybe Edward Bernays or Freud and all these guys. They're all connected. He said, Hermann Göring said, quote, "Why, of course the people don't want war. Why should some poor slob on a farm want to risk his life in a war when the best he can get out of it is to come back to his farm in one piece? Naturally, the common people don't want war. Neither in Russia, nor in England, nor for that matter in Germany. That's understood. But after all, it is the leaders of the country who determine the policy, and it's always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it's a democracy or a fascist dictatorship or a parliament or a communist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That's easy. All you have to tell them is that they're being attacked. Denounce the peacemakers for a lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same in any country." Unquote. That sounds just a tad bit on the familiar side. That was Hermann Göring. Well, let's hear what somebody else has to say. Not verbally, but I'm going to give you a quote from another one that maybe they taught by the same leader. Henry Kissinger. You know Henry Kissinger? Yeah. In 21 May 1991, in Avignon, France, at a Bilderberg meeting, he said, and I quote, "Today, Americans would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. But tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there is an outside threat from beyond. Whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all people of the world will plead with world leaders to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by their world government." Unquote. Henry Kissinger. Now, with that fresh on your mind, let's try this one out for size and see, tell me who the enemy really is. Again, I'm kind of putting this together in my head as I go along, as I'm guiding along to try to get you the information. so you'll be able to make it understand what's really happening out there. You have an article that came out about these people called Duff or Stu guy something, I don't know, another James guy that the internet, the intelligence, CIA intelligence discovered his plot to overthrow the government. It was some Duff guy, some Stu Webb guy, whatever, I don't know, and some James fella. They're reporting it. I don't know who these people are, but they're reporting it. That intelligence has discovered a plot to overthrow the government. I'm confused here. Whose side's on whose side? Because, check this out.
So things are getting nutty in D.C., and people are concerned about our Constitution and whether or not, you know, we're maintaining the integrity of our Constitution, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Rick Joyner, Pastor Rick Joyner of the Morningstar Ministries, he's genuinely concerned about the disregard for our Constitution, which is why he's praying for God to manufacture a military takeover of the United States government. On a recent TV episode, you know, it's funny, but it's not funny because he's really serious. And he's connected up with some, like, military people. He said this: there's no way our republic can last much longer. It may not last through Obama's second term. There's a glib, almost joyful disregard of the Constitution, a belittling of the Constitution. We're headed for serious tyranny, is what he says. So, Pastor Joyner, please tell us what we can do. I'm concerned about our Constitution, too. What can we do to save it? Let's see what he has to offer.
The kingdom of God is coming. And America is not the kingdom of God. We're not the new Jerusalem. I think we've been used in some wonderful and powerful ways by God. We've been one of the most generous nations in history. We've done so much good. And that's why I appeal to the Lord. Don't let us be totally destroyed. Please raise up those who will save us. And as I've started telling friends for a long time, that no election is going to get the right person in there that can restore us, because the system is so broken, so undermined right now, the whole system. I believe our only hope is a military takeover, martial law, and that the crucial, most crucial element of that is who the marshal is going to be. I believe there are noble leaders in our military.
Well, I hope God is watching his little TV station there.
I'm shocked that he would ask for specifically a military takeover. Oftentimes their messages are slightly more subtle.
And even more specifically, he says, I believe that there are noble leaders in our military that love the republic, love everything that we stand for, and they could seize the government. And what's important to him, as he said, is who those people are within the military. So who might those noble marshals be, Pastor Joyner? Well, Rick Joyner is the president of the Oak Initiative, which is, their own website describes them as a grassroots movement to unite, mobilize, equip, and activate Christians. And among the ministers and Christian lobbyists that comprise the 14 board member of the Oak, listed directly below the chair and the president, is retired Army General Jerry Boykin. And this is how Boykin is described in the Oaks Initiative own website. Lieutenant General Boykin was one of the elite warriors chosen in 1978 to make up the first unit in America's ultra-secretive and deadly Delta Force. That's who I want as part of my Christian army.
That's unbelievable. You know, what the hypocrisy here is just egregious, right? So one of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not kill. Period. It's not thou shalt not kill unless it's convenient to our political agenda. It's unbelievable, especially to have people that have essentially trained to kill others on their board and on their team.
Besides the fact of the hypocrisy of they're so concerned about the Constitution that they want to usurp the Constitution. So on a recent show, General Boykin and Pastor Joyner discussed the excitement that the end times were near, and that the only thing that needs to happen in order for the end end times is for a prophecy to take place, Isaiah's prophecy of the destruction of Damascus, Syria. So they're like...
super excited about the destruction.
They're geared up. Yeah. Oh, goody, grab the popcorn, you know. End days are coming, but not before Joyner and Boykin elicit God's help to save the Constitution by suspending the Constitution.
Now, you got people out there going to impeach a president, right? Have you all read the history of impeachment? It's almost funny. It's almost ridiculous. And you got smart people out there. Oh, yeah, we're going to impeach the president. We're going to. And these are high-level people that don't have the sense God gave a billy goat. You know that Boner, I'd change my name if I was him. You know, Boner admits that the impeachment is a scam. Now, you got Rick Joyner and Boykin, and they're patriots. We got to get rid of this Muslim government. And then you got July the 16th. These are adults. You know, these are people that run our government. You know, somebody's got their wires all messed up, man. I don't know. These people have no clue what's going on in their lives, man. They're liars, every doggone one of them. Because July the 16th, man, here's an article came out, plan to overthrow the U.S. government exposed by U.S. intelligence. Patriots, you being lied to, one side up, down the other, by people on your own side that pretend to be on your side, they ain't on your side. If they're Freemasons, if they are Knights of Malta, they work for the Vatican. Jerry Benkin and Rick Joyner and Leonard Horowitz and Lord knows whoever else, Pat Buchanan, they're all Knights of Malta. Churchill, that murderer, was a Knights of Malta. You got it? Look up Knights of Malta and look up their oath and what that's their oath. And they're not American. They're a Luciferian. They've taken a blood oath against mankind. Can I be more explicit? They're there to lie, to bring in the New World Order. That's what they're there for. So you got people, I don't know what here, on different sides, U.S. agencies, whatever. And I tried to show you the lie they gave you in Kosovo and Bosnia and Croatia. For goodness sakes alive. When are people going to wake up? And I'm talking to the bad guys. That you all been lied to, too. I'm talking to MS-13 and all the others. Man, once they're done with you, they're going to kill you. They're going to backstab you so fast. They'll use you, say, we're going to let you run free in America and kill and do this. Well, they're going to use you as to justify martial law. And what they're not telling you is they've got more than the millions of UN troops, Chinese and Spetsnaz. They can't wait to get their bayonet sharpened and their AK-47s to start killing. And they'll start killing the bad guys to justify martial law. And they got a plan, man. I tell you what. Skibbity-doo-dah. You know, what do you do? What do you do? What do you tell people these days, huh? Except just try to tell them the truth. Hope they try to register it and not run away because they're in denial. The Great White Brotherhood, as they call themselves, they're going to kill, they're going to execute every Freemason that knows too much. And all those below them will die, quote, as if by some illness. And they'll never know the death sentence which has been pronounced upon them, unquote. Protocols, chapter 15. They got this alien agenda they're talking about. The fallen angels. They're demonic entities. There's no aliens out there. Are there beings out there? Yeah. But they're not alien. It's supernatural. Family, I'm going to continue this all this week. I'm going to throw as much as I can out on my broadcast between now and Friday. You see, I do this every broadcast as I can. Richard Pearl, who wrote The Prince of Darkness, Richard Pearl said, and I quote, dictatorships start wars because they need external enemies to exert internal control over their own people, unquote. Adolf Hitler said, and I quote, "Terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than the fear of sudden death." You know what old Caesar said? And they use him today. Old Caesar said, and I quote, "Beware the leader who bangs the drums of war in order to whip the citizens into a patriotic fervor, for patriotism is indeed a double-edged sword. It both emboldens the blood, just as it narrows the mind. When the drums of war have reached a fever pitch, and the blood boils with hate, the mind has closed, the leader will have no need in seizing the rights of the citizen. Rather, the citizenry, infused with fear, blinded by patriotism, will offer up all their rights unto the leader, and gladly so. How do I know? For this is what I have done, and I am Caesar." Unquote. It's right before our eyes, you see. And people don't seek God. That's what it's all about, is seeking the Savior. What if I told you that the version of history you were taught in school was heavily revised to favor your own nation's agenda while hiding its crimes? And in doing so, fostered an unrealistic sense of false patriotism that's been used to manufacture your allegiance to a corporate entity masquerading as your government. America. Canada. Israel and Australia are all colonies of England. You're not even countries. We, as America, have never been a country, sovereign, since 1789. We've been a corporation. And the prince of the corporation was King George III. We won the war, right? No. You know what, going back to even 42 B.C. applies today right down to the T. Cicero, Marcus Tullinus, I've been practicing that, said in 42 B.C., and this is today right to the shoe size. He says, and I quote, "A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he's known and he carries his banners openly. But the traitor moves among those within the gates freely, his sly whispers rustling through the alleys, heard in the very hall of government itself. For the traitor appears not traitor. He speaks in the accents familiar to his victims. He wears their face in their garments. He appeals to the basis that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to determine the pillars of a city, to undermine the pillars of a city. He infects the body politics so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to be feared." Cicero, Marcus Tullinus. And right in front of our face, JFK said, "For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into a highly efficient machine, combined military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations." Unquote. Another great American, Martin Luther King, who Mandela couldn't hold a candle to. Mandela was a murderer. Mandela was a Knights of Malta. Martin Luther King sat in on the socialist communist meetings for a short time. He said, nope, this ain't for me. He distanced himself from the Jesse Jacksons of the day and the workers in the civil rights movement, but he still worked for the people. That's why the same people that killed Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Malcolm X, also killed Martin Luther King. The same agenda, the same assassins, organizations. Martin Luther King said, and I quote, "We must face the appalling fact that we have been betrayed by both the Democrat and Republican parties," unquote. Any question about why he died? Why he was murdered by the same secret society members that did the murder to all the rest? Family, we're at the end of the show. I just get wound up, actually. Sometimes it takes me an hour to get wound up, an hour, 2 hours more to keep going. Tonight, Bible study, 7:30 to 9. And it'll be on my website from 7:30 to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let y'all know that we are played up in John Kirkler, highpointradio.net. That's highpointradio.net. And John Kirkler plays our broadcast and our Bible studies on a random basis. And New York, New Jersey, excuse me, oh, it's awkward. And Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. And my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. Y'all come join. Family, all I do is spread the word. That's it. I have no other endeavor. That's all. My fellowship is Jesus Christ. Oh, that's it. And the only book, literally, traced back to creation, in fact, is the King James Bible. If the King James Bible, which it is, God's holy word, and the only one which can be proven, the only true word of God is the King James Bible. Nobody can prove otherwise. Not one. They can claim it. Not. They can say, oh, you're a King James onlyist. There's other Bibles. Prove it. They can't do it. Pin them down. They can't do it. King James is the only one. Cambridge edition right now is a true word of God. People ignore the evidence and run away like chickens, including preachers, politicians, so-called truth tellers out there. They tell you the truth 80%. Then they'll tell you a lie about the Bibles to use. They claim to be Christian. They're not. Just like I let you all know today. Family, God gave you the Holy Word. He's not going to leave you alone. Holy Spirit's right there with you. He gave the true Word of God through the King James Bible. Family, it's right there for you. Don't listen to what people tell you. Get in touch with the Holy Spirit yourself, by yourself, through Jesus Christ. But only through Jesus Christ. Between you and Jesus. No Pope, no Mary, no nobody. You and Jesus. Holy Spirit will keep you in touch. That's what counts. Because you're going to need it when this goes down. Well, family, tonight, Bible study 7:30 to 9. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock, I'm going to continue on. Globalism, the bottom line. More details. And we'll just keep on marching to the end of the week. And then Monday, here we go again. That's how I do every broadcast. I always throw stuff I've put out before to show you perspective. And then I give you new stuff every time. That's how I do it. Well, now, y'all, y'all have a good night. And you know, through Jesus Christ, you have won. So God bless and good night. This is The Watchman, signing off.
favorite fear I'd ever had.